Here's an interesting career choice that not many people know about: snake wranglers. These are the folks whose job it is to remove rattlesnakes from natural gas drilling sites and return them to the wild. Scott Detrow of member station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, takes us inside their world.
Everybody hates snakes, right? Even Indiana Jones hates snakes.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jock!
Oh, that's just my pet snake, Reggie!
I hate snakes, Jock! I hate them!
But not everybody. Matt Wilson loves snakes. He's loved them since he was 6 years old, when he caught a snake and brought it inside to show his mother.
My mother said, "Oh, what do you have, Matt?" And I said, "I don't know what it is, Mom." And she said, "Well, oh, that's a snake. Isn't that pretty?" And I said, "Yeah, that's pretty neat."
Wilson has been catching snakes ever since. It's just that these days he does it professionally. Wilson works on natural gas drilling sites, well pads and pipelines. When a worker finds a snake, he calls Wilson.
We remove rattlesnakes that are in the way, and then we take them out into the woods and release them.
Drillers are finding more and more timber rattlesnakes as gas operations expand in northeast Pennsylvania. The snakes are what's called a candidate species. They aren't protected, but state regulators think the species may be in danger. So Pennsylvania's Fish and Boat Commission is doing a lot of research aimed at tracking and monitoring them. The commission has convinced energy companies to hire people like Wilson, who remove snakes from drilling sites and record their GPS location. It's an important job, and a job that Matt Wilson loves. It's just that sometimes it's hard to explain to people.
Basically, they think I'm nuts.
Wilson is currently working with Shell, but the company won't let reporters on the drilling sites. So on one of his rare days off, he takes me to the Elk State Forest to look for snakes. Wilson's wife, Paula, comes too. Riding through the forest in a truck, she says she's also loved snakes since she was little.
My mom said nobody wanted to ever empty out my pockets on wash day because they never knew what I was going to have in my pockets. I usually have snakes or worms or frogs.
The thing is, Paula and Matt didn't know they were both so into snakes until long after they were married. It wasn't until Matt found a snake during a camping trip that they both realized their shared interest. Paula now has the same job as Matt, wrangling snakes for natural gas drillers.
The snakes do have their own personality. Some are grumpy, some are real curious as to what you are.
What does a grumpy snake act like?
Oh my. They'll hiss at you. They puff up and they go...
We drive to a natural gas pipeline path and get out of the truck. Matt and Paula grab their tongs and sacks, and we start looking for snakes in rock clusters and bushes.
There we go.
There's
whoa!
A yellow face.
Oh,
and we bit too.
Yeah, just a little tiny guy. That's a yellow face.
The snake is yellow and green, about 3 feet long. Paula says if you catch one snake, it's a good day. We see three. Matt and Paula both say their job is hard, but it's worth it. So much so that Matt has kept wrangling despite a near-deadly snake bite in 2002. As proof his work is paying off, Matt points to a recent breakthrough. Three drillers had found a snake on a road, and one wanted to kill it.
The Pennsylvania fella said, "You know, I kill every one of them I see. I'm a logger and I don't like them." Well, these fellas, because I'd been preaching to them and talking to them, and they kept him from running the snake over. That probably was a highlight of my summer at that point.
It was probably a highlight for the snake, too. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.